It's time to get up, get motivated, and start making moves for yourself instead of working to make someone else rich. These are genuine experiences and the stories of real entrepreneurs that made the ultimate decision to live for themselves in order to achieve unbelievable results. You're listening to The Time Is Now, making your business personal. Now here's your host, Kent Clothier.
So let's talk about burn the boats. What the hell does that even mean? And why do you hear people talking about it? Why? And how does it relate to your business? How does it relate to anything that you're trying to do? What the hell does anybody mean when they say that to you? Here's what it means. Burn your boats is a phrase that is associated with Hernando Cortez. And I'm going to butcher the story and I'm going to paraphrase the story because I don't want to get into it. And I don't want anybody sending me any comments or questions. And oh my God, he slaughtered the people and, you know, they infected the indigenous people with disease. I get it, right? But it's to illustrate a point, right? I can't go back and fix history. You know,
it is what it is.
At the end of the day, there was, as legend has it, there was the Spaniards were trying to conquer the New World, right? Effectively Central America, Mexico at the time. And they were trying to, the riches beyond anything they could ever imagine. But the challenge was just the indigenous people were warriors and they were, had defeated everybody prior to Cortez. And Cortez sailed from Cuba and brought his ships over and gave direction to his soldiers, his men, to take the boats and put them on the beach and burn them. The boats they had just used to get there. The boats that were effectively their way out. If they were to be defeated, if they needed to retreat, there was only one way back, and that was on those boats. And as their commanding officer, he had them all burned. So as you can imagine, his men were highly motivated at this point because the only way out now was to defeat their enemy, defeat the enemy, get the riches, build new boats and sail back to our homeland or be defeated, die, and just be another statistic in the history books. Cortez and his men live in infamy now. This saying continues on. Here we are hundreds and hundreds of years later because it was such a powerful statement to not give his men the option of failure, to put them in a place where there's only one direction to go, forward, not backward. And any entrepreneur that you admire, anybody that you spend any time with, anybody that you get the opportunity to interview, anybody that you get the opportunity to mastermind with and sit down with, they will tell you that drive, that tenacity, that persistence, that moving with intention is an absolute must if you're going to achieve greatness. There are plenty of mediocre businesses. There are plenty of businesses that are just okay. The ones that do great things are the ones that have a drive, a purpose, a passion, a vision, and they are relentless in pursuit of it. They simply will not accept anything but success and perfection and achieving their goals. That's why people say that, use that phrase, burn your boats, because that's what it takes. You have to get into the mentality of, I got to burn the boats. I got to stop looking back. I got to stop giving myself this bullshit exit plan. I got to stop giving myself these excuses where I say, well, I'll give it a little try for 90 days and we'll see what happens. The moment you do that, I want you to recognize that you just set yourself up for failure. I have a buddy of mine that started a business not too long ago and he's repeatedly told me, I'm just trying it out for about 180 days and we'll see what happens. And I tell him this, I can tell you what's going to happen because of the way you're approaching it, you will fail. And I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just telling you that's what's going to happen. You're half in. You're not fully committed. If you're fully committed, push your chips in. And I know that's very uncomfortable for a lot of people. And there's a lot of people that just are not cut out to be entrepreneurs. And that's why. They don't have what it takes. They don't have that ability to go all in, all or nothing. Go for it. Make it happen. And until they do, they can't achieve the great things that they want to achieve. It's just that simple. Greatness requires dedication. Greatness requires persistence. It requires delusion. It requires this unbelievable commitment to achieve great things. Otherwise, you're just screwing around. You're not going for it. You're playing half-ass. You're just playing the game without actually playing the game. So you want to know what burn the boats are? Burn the boats are burn the damn boats. Stop looking backwards. Go for it. Step up and say, I'm in. Step up and have enough balls to tell everybody, right? Have enough balls to walk away from whatever it is that's holding you back. Have enough balls to say, I'm going to make it work. I'm fully committed to making it work. Because when you do that to yourself, more times than not, with the right education, the right people around you, and that kind of commitment, it's almost impossible to fail. Will you fall down? Yes. Will you stumble? Yes. But it is almost impossible to fail when you have that kind of drive and passion for what you're trying to do, and you're taking the steps, you know, in conjunction of surrounding yourself with people that support that dream and are willing to, you know, help you and guide you down the path. It's a winning combination every time. So again, burn the boats. It's what it means. Burn the damn boats. Hey, this is Kent, and thanks for listening to the show. Listen, if you're an experienced real estate investor and you're just looking for a way to make the business easier, you're in the right place. This is exactly what we are known for. Do yourself a favor. Go check us out at thetimeisnow.com. Right there on the page, you'll see an offer to get access to a special offer that we're running right now for monthly access to our SMART system. SMART system stands for Strategic Marketing and Real Estate Training. It is an opportunity to get our best-selling software at a huge, huge discount just for being a listener. Now, when you get in there, we'll give you access to cash buyers, nationwide access to a list of cash buyers, nationwide access to all of the deals throughout the country, vacant properties, properties that have a ton of equity in them, properties that are deeply discounted and easy to flip, as well as nationwide access to our private lender database. Again, do yourself a favor. Get signed up for that low, low monthly discounted offer over at thetimeisnow.com. Got something special here for you today. I actually want to introduce you to a really good friend of mine, as well as a co-host of an additional podcast that we do, a guy by the name of Los Silva. Los, you there, brother?
What's up, man? How's it going?
Good. What's going on, dude?
Not much, man. Excited to bring Freedom Strategies back from the grave a little bit.
Bringing it back from the dead, huh? The irony, it blows my mind that we did that, right? That Freedom Strategies was such a huge success. We had so much amazing feedback from it. I know you did and I did. And then we turned around and basically started working on our businesses and doing some other things and just got distracted, right?
It's just what every good entrepreneur does. They find something that starts to work and they're like, no, let's just do something totally different and stop this.
Whatever you do, don't keep doing what's working.
That's exactly what we did. But I feel good about it though. So I kind of relaunched it with some past episodes and we got over 7,000 downloads last week.
Dude, that's awesome, right?
Yeah, excited. I feel people are digging it. And we had horrible audio because we were trying to do video and audio. And so we were doing those Google Hangouts and it just sounded like shit. But now we've got great audio. I think we'll be able to stick to just audio and it'll be able to give a better experience for everybody.
Yeah, I'm excited. We were sharing a lot of cool stuff then. Obviously, we've, I guess got a little over now a year back under our belt of even more experiences, more businesses, more, you know, wisdom and insight and stuff that we've seen come and go and all that kind of good stuff. So I'm excited to have a place to go and share it all over again. So dude, everybody that's listening to this, right? They know who I am. They know obviously what I'm about and kind of my style and everything. Now give them a little flavor, man. I mean, tell them a little bit about what you've been up to, kind of why we started Freedom Strategies together.
So we started Freedom, right? Because you and I, we're doing a few things in business at that time. We kind of had an agency, right? And we were just hanging out all the time, making moves. And we kind of wanted to have something that made people understand that life is about more than just business. And sometimes you also need certain systems in your business to live your life better, right? Like I have this saying now, and it's plan the work and then work the plan. And that's kind of like the whole goal of like what we were trying to say with Freedom, right? So to give a little context on me, in the past few years, I've built a digital information business to seven figures and then kind of brought that back into kind of like an agency approach where instead of actually doing an agency that works with a ton of people, I accidentally built one and then just started kind of systemizing it to build internal projects, as well as work kind of like we have a few projects where we're kind of like the CMO for hire. But mostly we build our own projects kind of like on an agency basis. And I'm excited to bring those concepts and that mindset that we've been working on lately to Freedom Strategies and how that's not only impacted me, but everyone around us, right? Because we have a lot of different rules. We're not an office like most people where we're boring and we work 9 hours a day and we do this and that. We're very systems and goals focused. And it's made it a lot easier, not only on everyone in the business's life, but on our spouses and friends and things like that, too. Because I told my wife when I got out of a previous business here recently that I was going to do everything I could to put her first and the kids and then build on top of that. So I'm trying to do that actively.
Right. As it should be. Right.
Yeah. But you say that and it's hard, right? Like, I mean, I,
of course it is.
To be super transparent, I took a complete shit on that last year. Like, it did not go well. Like, I was just business. And then I kind of came back and I was like, what was the whole point of that? Like, what was the whole point of going so deep into things where I didn't really enjoy times with my friends? I mean, dude, I barely saw you last year, right? Like,
yeah. And I mean, it's the entire reason why I share that story of me building a business up to 1.8 billion and then just wrapping my entire life in it at the expense of my family, at the expense of everything that I should have been focused on, and then only to lose it all. I mean, I share that because I don't want people to have to go through it. And the reality of it is sometimes you just have to go through it and you just have to realize it and kind of get those bumps and bruises yourself. But, you know, the whole point of Freedom Strategies from my perspective would be to try to save some people some of that brain damage, because believe me, that is not brain damage that you want. I mean, when you go through and you build a business and it's successful and you're all wrapped up into it and you start believing your own bullshit, and you start, you know, all those things start going on, and then suddenly the wheels fall off, which happens, by the way. If it doesn't happen to you in business, then I would argue you're not trying hard enough. You're not challenging yourself. You're not pushing yourself. And so when the wheels fall off, that's just part of the cycle. And when they fall off, it's very, very humbling when you look around and realize, oh man, I'm nowhere near as free as I thought I was. I don't have it anywhere near as dialed in as I thought I did. And so that's the entire point of Freedom Strategies, is to kind of share our journeys, guys, in real time. I can tell you from my perspective, Lois is one of the smartest guys I've ever met when it comes to kickstarting a business and getting it going. You know, I would say that 99% of the entrepreneurs that I ever met can't get out of their own damn way. They cannot get something started. They think about it. The Southern boy me kind of talks about, oh, I'm getting ready to about to do something that I'm really excited about. It might happen soon. I mean, I deal with that crap all the time. All of these people that are thinking about getting ready to start to do this, you know, that's the norm. And Los could not be any further from that. I mean, this is a guy, I think I'm a quick start. This guy's a quick start. He takes it from concept to architecture to design to implementation faster than anybody I've ever seen. And as you guys are out there, a lot of you starting your own businesses, I mean, that is a massive, massive asset. So, and sometimes, you know, as you have just shared, Los, when you do that kind of stuff, you know, you don't bat 1,000, right?
No.
Sometimes you get kicked around. Sometimes life has a way of knocking you back down and saying that one's not the one that's going to work out for you. But that's just part of it, man. I would much rather be the guy that is going after done rather than perfect every day of the week.
Yeah, that's the goal, man. Really, is just, I think the more things you get done or don't, is the easier and faster it is to not only just find yourself but find what you actually want to do, right? Because I've spent a lot of time. Earlier this year, I actually took a month off to just kind of sit back and be like, what do I actually want to do? Because you get stuck in life and in business trying to just either comparing yourself to other people that are doing things or trying to do things because you see other people doing them. And that's not where I wanted to be. And I think that's a huge thing of what we're going to try to do in helping people with Freedom Strategies, kind of figure out their own goals and what they need to do to kind of get past whatever hurdles they're going through.
Amen, brother. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting the thing back up and going. I know we've got a couple episodes that we've just recorded. They're getting cleaned up and rendered and about to get released out there. So where does everybody need to go, dude, to get signed up and make sure they get subscribed?
So the easiest thing is to go on iTunes and just search for Freedom Strategies or Kent Clothier or Los Silva. And if you want to go to our site, we also have a guide that we made for you guys. So the guide is on habits, because we believe that if you can create good habits, you can create great systems. And that is one of the biggest things that are going to help you create freedom in your life and business. So you can find that over at freedomstrategies.co, not com, just .co/habits.
freedomstrategies.co/habits. One more time, guys. freedomstrategies.co/habits, or equally, you know, if you can't remember the URL or in a place where you're just listening and can't really write anything down, then just look for the Freedom Strategies podcast on iTunes, get signed up, get subscribed, and we're going to start blowing everybody's mind again. It just cracks me up when I think about how we did that. Although I do it all the time, right? I mean, God forbid anything actually starts really working and working well. That is a sure sign that I will go, my ADD will kick in and I'll start going in another direction. But the irony is it was one of the most well-received things that I have ever done. And I know you had the same thing, man. I mean, I'm to this day, I get people that come up to me, man, that was one of the best podcasts I've ever listened to. And the fact that the audio sucked and that we stopped and people are still listening and still engaged just means that's a clear indication that we're doing the right thing and getting back out there and giving people what they want, man. We'll just do what we do, right?
It's going to be fun, man. I think the biggest thing that people liked about it is that we were just ourselves. And I mean, like, throughout the entire time, it's just me and you talking / giving each other shit and having a good time.
Yeah, just it's just me busting your ass and you busting mine. That's the way it is.
That's it.
All right, guys. Well, make sure you tune into Freedom Strategies, and that is all I've got for today. Make sure that you get subscribed to this podcast as well, the Kent Clothier Show, and we will see you soon. Take care.
See you guys.
You've reached the end of this episode, but there's plenty more for you over at thetimeisnow.com, where you can sign up for our free mailing list to help you make the next big shift in your career. As always, we'll see you next time on the Time Is Now podcast, where your business is personal.